This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, on Tuesday, I told you I was going to drop some bombshells. Can we get the possum off the screen? He's starting to make me want to throw up. On Tuesday, I told you you'll want to tune in on Wednesday because we're going to have some big news. The folks know I don't hype. I just give you the facts. You're going to want to tune into the show tomorrow because I've decided, come hell or high water, I'm going to release the information on air that will not be national news. They will shut this down. Believe me, the order's going to go out. Do not cover this. But they're making their move on this country. There's no doubt now. The stuff they've been pulling is so over the top. Trump has to remove that special office that the Clintons left behind with Obama at the Justice Department. And he's got to clean that CIA office out that Obama set up that intersects with the media. Because, man, these people are engaged in terrorism. I mean, it is down low nasty. I mean, I'm like, wow. Wow. Whoa, that just happened? Whoa. They mean business. They mean business bad. You know, most people get threatened like this, and they just look for who they can bow down to. And I don't even think of myself as the toughest guy around. People do this stuff to me, man. It makes me get angry. And it makes me want to fight. Because I know this. I'm not going to run and hide in some ditch and have somebody have their way with me at their appointed time. They're coming after me. They're going to have it right now. Right out in front of God and country and everybody else. You want to bang heads with me, let's do it. And it's not because I'm looking for trouble. I'm a nice person. But man, you people are bad. And you know what? Everybody can smell it's the end of your days. Like, let's come in with Cut You Down, Johnny Cash. And then we'll crossfade into Mother. So I think those two things bisect nicely. And then I'll take your phone calls. Millie Weaver's going to be joining us as well. But this country has just got a bunch of cowards in it. And it's got a bunch of yes men in it that just look for the biggest globalist butt they can stick their nose in. That's what they do. They just run around looking for the biggest butt they can brown nose. And if something was big and great and free and the best thing in the world, well, then by all means, stick your nose in there. But sticking your nose in the globalists that want to destroy America and love the Chi-Coms and have sold the country out and don't want prosperity and don't like family, like we're groveling to the worst cancer this planet's ever seen? No, no, no. The globalist will to dominate and enslave us is their greatest strength. But it's also their greatest weakness, just like they destroyed Hollywood, the NFL, Nike, the Democratic Party, the Republican establishment. Even though they know it's unpopular, they want to force their will on us. And just like Kaepernick killed the NFL, he's now killing Nike. Everything they turn to in this new season we're entering is going to fail. Everything we do is going to bear fruit if we're willing to follow it through. But for those of us that were first to hit, those of us that were first to come in, as the probes, we're going to have to pay the piper. And I, quite frankly, at a spiritual level, am super happy. And I almost feel guilty. I'm like, what about your kids and everything else? But then my spirit says, their only chance is full commitment. The only chance we've got is taking action 110% and trusting in God. We do that, we win. We fail, we're all dead.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother,
what do you think the globalists are thinking?
Mother,
when they say don't listen to Alex Jones.
Can you keep them in the dark,
I mean, if they knew the Streisand effect, they'd be fools. They don't have a choice. And sometimes they succeed in places like China. They do want to bang heads, folks. They can't help it, because they know you're better than them. And their whole will is to bring you down. So why are you sleeping? Why are you about to bow down to these people? Why? Why would you give in to fear? It's the animating contest that energizes the soul. All right. I'm going to start taking your calls throughout the hour. Millie Weaver's joining us. We got some insane clips that really haven't gotten the attention, like the tens of millions of views of our other adventures and travails there in the swamp yesterday with our invasion of the swamp, which the media spun. Look at this uncouth brigand. He came in and messed up the decorum and talked in front of a press conference, and everyone pointed their cameras at him. And they go, no wonder he's been banned. Meanwhile, they've got their own paid people in the committees screaming and yelling and being drug out. No NRA, no KKK, no Trump, no NRA, no KKK. Meanwhile, I'm going to show you footage of these super racist Hispanic ladies saying horrible things about white people, which is not the average Hispanic person. It just shows who the left are. Crazy people. But think about that. They have paid protesters that go in and get drug out, and then they say, the hearings are partially about me. I was talked about in the hearings, of course, and all the other hearings. You've seen the clips. I'm bad for showing up at a hearing attacking me and talking to the press because I argue with people. But they're good when they're paid by George Soros to go actually disrupt the committee, which I didn't do. The cops, about 3 minutes into the press conference, though, said, come in here. Who are you, Alex Jones? Oh, yeah, okay, oh, all right, which one to know? We've never seen the media cover somebody like this. I'm like, yeah, they're here because I told them I was coming. And then later the cops found out, like, wow. But I made the decision that if they didn't let me have that press conference, then I was going to go in the committee room. And I basically told the head cop that. I said, listen, man, they're talking about me in the hearing. I go, he goes, who are you? I'm Alex Jones. He goes, you're Alex Jones? And I said, yes, I'm Alex Jones. They're having these hearings about me and everybody else. They just deplatformed me. Have you heard about that? The guy gets, he goes, oh, you're the guy they took? Oh, Alex Jones. I'm like, yeah, dude. He goes, oh, well, go ahead. Sure. You're not going to disrupt the committee, though, right? I go, no, man, I don't want to be arrested. Have you seen the photos of me with the state police holding me? He goes, yeah, did you get arrested? And I said, no, Antifa attacked me. And then they took me out of the crowd, and that's all the media shows. Believe me, I'm not going to disrupt the committee. As long as I get to go out there to the press conference outside. He goes, well, by all means, go ahead. I just want to know what the hell is going on. And I was never planning to disrupt the thing. But when I told him I wasn't going to, at that point, even if they shut me down outside, I wasn't going to do it because I told him I wasn't. The difference is I wasn't buses of people arriving that we've got video and photos of on Infowars.com and being paid cash money by known lawyers that work for Soros, good detective work, to go in and disrupt things and to create the illusion that there's people against the Supreme Court nominee. Go see the video, go see the photos on Infowars.com. It is incredible. Okay, I'm going to go to Jeremiah and Tim and Bob and a bunch of others here in just a moment. Please just briefly understand, just like our information is game-changing, the supplements we have are incredible. Whether it's the multivitamin mineral fruit punch mix for you and your children, Vitamineral Fusion, or whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or the new Bone Broth Concentrated Formula, or whether it is X2, by the way, is in short supply, or the Super Blue fluoride-free family of toothpaste, or Knockout. There's big sales from 25 to 50% off right now, and they're about to end. But you see the attack we're under. You see how they're trying to bankrupt us. And I let it stand or fall with what you do, whether they're able to shut down InfoWars. But right now, you've come through, but just enough. And I'd like to have some extra money in the gas tank to hire more crew and really fight back, because I just want to fight back. I just want to win. I want to defeat these people, and I can't do it without you. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of big specials are going to have to end the next few days. Bodies, Ultimate Bone Broth, discounts and others, InfoWarsStore.com. Fish oil's game-changing. It's all amazing. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get a video. It's all there. Got a lot of great gear. We have these new magnets that go on the side of your cars that won't key your car. Drive it at InfoWars.com on the side, and then take it off when you get where you're going. The amazing George Washington in his prime shirt with a musket and a tomahawk. That's a great bestseller. We've got I Am the Resistance shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. Who should we go to first? Tim in Montreal, Canada, or no, Tim in Montana. My eyes are reading wrong. Jeremiah in Virginia, Bob in Tennessee. Let's go to Bob in Tennessee first. Go ahead, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm so proud of you yesterday confronting Rubio. I make a quick point about free speech and their attack on Trump. I was military, Air Force pilot, and the platform internet, the utility was developed by the military and DOD and used for inner and other communications long before it was released in the mainstream. So these folks have no right, obviously, to monopolize and then regulate a publicly paid for utility called the internet. They can't do that. They have no rights to that.
And by the way, what you said is 100% fact. It's in the federal law. And the reporters, when I would tell them about the different laws and subsections, didn't even know that it was built by DARPA and Google, and all these companies agreed under federal law to leave it as an open commons.
Right. Yes, sir.
But to Darcy's credit, he said that during the hearing. Go ahead. Or Jack Dorsey. Go ahead.
No, I hate to interrupt you. By the way, I loved your conversation with Rubio yesterday. The next point, this is on Russian collusion. I know this is a dead horse, but real quick. My thought on this is real simple. One is, there's no such statute as collusion, but if there was, tell me, did JFK not collude with Khrushchev to prevent a nuclear exchange, World War III, And doing so, wasn't that not his duty to collude with Khrushchev and do exactly that?
Well, presidents are their own branch of government. They're allowed to talk to whoever they want. Then if we disagree, we impeach him over it. But yes, it's his duty, once president-elect, to start talking to all the major powers.
So the whole concept on its face is ridiculous. This is the largest nuclear power in the world. Of course we need to collude or talk or speak and or work with the Russians. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Brother, they're just the Democrats are in bed with the Chi-Coms. They're scared it's going to come out. So they're projecting onto us what they are, traitors. And so that's why they're actively investigating me and trying to set me up. Wait till I get into it with the Russians. I mean, it's now reached that point where they're asking dozens of people about Russians and me. They have New York Times people asking me, and then now they've gone to the next level. I mean, we're talking stings, ladies and gentlemen. We have now reached the level of people with suitcases of cash. Yes, I'm not kidding. We'll be back. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the mainstream corporate media is mindless. They take whatever they're told on the face. Like, you could name a barn Black Barn, but then the barn's red. Or you could name a fish Green Fish, and the fish is blue. Or you could name a river Dry River, and it's really always flowing. So they're like, oh, it's a foreign interference internet meeting. But I could see what it was going to be. They had all these other things called that last year where it would be about me and banning us and Jones is a Russian agent and all this crap. And so I knew to go to it. And sure enough, it was about censoring the web. Millie Weaver's been all over the country. Trump rallies, you name it. We'll take calls with her coming up in the next segment with Tim and everybody else is patiently holding. But you were making some great points during the break about following the hearings that we were at yourself and what you took away from that, Millie.
Well, Alex, I really thought that, you know, the mainstream media did a lot of coverage on the Kavanaugh hearing yesterday, which is mainly what I was watching and following. So I just assumed that this social media hearing was going to be about addressing social media and how they've been censoring conservatives. But no, when I actually sat down and watched the hearing this morning, come to find out this is all about censoring people and whether or not Facebook and Twitter is going to comply with the Democrats and globalists demanding that they act as their authoritarian tools to censor their political opposition.
That's right. That's all the Democrats did was sit there and say, we can censor you, we can ban you, we can take your companies over if you don't do what we say. And now I know the rock and the hard place, why suddenly Dorsey, who's been somewhat pro-censorship, is suddenly no, because he now gets they're about to take him over.
Exactly. And what we saw was kind of a black and white night and day between Twitter and Facebook. Now, both were being pressured by the Democrats in Congress to essentially do their bidding and start removing political opponents and conservatives off of Facebook or Twitter. But what was interesting was that Sheryl Sandberg, the representative from Facebook, literally sounds like the most authoritarian big brother, I call her big mother now, that I've ever heard. It was just so creepy to hear her talking about the tactics and how serious they are about trying to remove quote-unquote fake news. Well, we all know fake news is just as arbitrary.
Well, that's right. They also said the same thing about your Skype's breaking up for a moment, about quote hate speech. It's whatever they want. And they were really coming after Jack Dorsey, you know, threatening, well, you're selling opiates on there. We could federalize you right away. So clearly, I only found that Senator Cotton got it right in the Senate when he brought up, hey, you don't even let our own military work with Google. You don't even, Google's moved to China. And notice, Google wasn't there. Very conspicuously that Google is completely globalist.
Yeah, Google was a no-show, essentially. But what's interesting is that Jack Dorsey actually stated on the record that his parents are Republican and Democrat, so he grew up in a household that was a little bit more open to political idea, and he kind of sees Twitter as something being like that along those lines. He mentioned that it's a neutral public forum, which is key.
He said it's a commons, which is the law. I got to say, not just because he kept us on Twitter, but because I'm not defending some of his censorship, but what he was saying was true, that we're a public commons like a park. I mean, he was actually saying what the law is.
Well, what it is he knows that he doesn't want to lose his Section 203 immunities under the Communications Act, which grants him the right to be able to have content posted by third parties and not be liable for it, to not be sued over slander or something.
He gets the setup. He gets the setup because the Democrats admit they plan to get in and take the internet over.
Exactly, and the thing with Facebook and Zuckerberg, Ted Cruz was trying to get him to pin down whether he was going to take the opinion or the position of a neutral public forum or as a political person expressing their own political bias, because they know that if they take a stance in either of those directions, then they're not going to be able to try and straddle and do the globalist bidding by being authoritarians. Because essentially, you can't try and ban conservatives and then try and say you're a neutral public forum, see, but they don't want to go the political bias route because they don't want to be investigated for campaign financing for the Democrats by essentially allowing Democrat public opinion to take over social media, their campaign.
And it's already happened, and the investigations have started, and InfoWars' greatest work, along with DrudgeReport.com's greatest work in the last year, has been forcing this out in the open. Now the debate has started, but Millie, what you said is critical. Google didn't show up because they're multinational. They've already moved to China. They're super arrogant. Congress, if they were smart, instead of sitting there doing, you know, when somebody interrupted one of the hearings, one of the congressmen did his auctioneer. Instead, they should have just had a Google assistant there, sitting there, and then asked Google assistant questions.
Exactly. And what's interesting about these hearings is that these hearings are our own congressmen and women who have sold out to the globalists, primarily mostly Democrats, but also Republicans, just like Marco Rubio, essentially pressuring social media, big tech, to do their bidding for them, acting as censors or authoritarian type regimes and saying,
yeah,
that if you don't, we'll take you over. We'll take you over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're threatening to split them up. But what they're threatening is we'll split you up and control social media so that we can act as authoritarians if you're not going to do it for us. That's not really what Trump had in mind when he's talking about splitting up big tech. But we're seeing that it's a double-edged sword here, because if the Democrats were to be in power and were to be regulating social media, we could see that they would actually be pushing authoritarian censorship on social media, and that's what they're trying to pressure big tech into.
And let me break this down for people. You just said it perfectly clear, but I'll say it again and again and again. People go, Alex, aren't you a libertarian? You don't want regulation. The First Amendment is a positive regulation saying you cannot infringe on it. It's there. So we need to have that enforced by the Republicans and libertarians and conservatives, leaving a vacuum, the Chi-Coms, the authoritarian EU, the Democrats, with Senator Warner's thing he put out 6 weeks ago saying, we're going to federalize Google and Facebook because you won't censor, and Twitter. And only Twitter said, no, we're not doing that. I can't believe I'm defending Twitter, but this pack of people, they are the best right now. And they have that survey, that internal survey that came out where 22% of Twitter says ban Alex Jones, the Twitter employees. It's 70-plus percent of Apple. So Apple is authoritarian, and you're right. Senator Warren and Obama behind the scenes have set it up with big tech to ban me and then ban everybody else. And so it's not regulation. It's Trump not letting them discriminate and not letting them come in and ban people for their political views. It's the opposite of regulation. It's stopping regulations.
Exactly. And what I will say is I pulled a couple of clips and put them aside. Maybe the producers can play them for us when we come back on the other side of this break, of Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, because some of the things that she says in this hearing on public record are so authoritarian. It literally sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. She sounds like that big alien insect queen from the series V. It's just beyond creepy, Alex.
No, you're right. When we come back from break, we'll play those and then take calls, because I was sitting in the hearing room when she would say this stuff. It's like, we will look at that. We are scanning that and we'll ban all of that. We are in control. Yes, we're using psychological algorithms to control them. And you're just like, my God, these people have created a whole new communication system. We've all opted into it. And now they're selectively kicking us out and saying, oh, and we're going to kick you off the internet completely. And we've got your banking records. And we're tracking what you're doing in real time. And you will submit. And we've got Antifa on the street ready to hit you in the head with a club or bike lock or stab you if you dare say no. If you become prominent and speak out, we'll just indict you as a Russian. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Millie Weaver, InfoWars.com, roving reporter. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes, but she was covering and following the hearings in D.C. and how Orwellian they were. Set up these clips we're about to play of the head spokesperson of Facebook, Zuckerberg's minion.
Facebook's chief operating officer. And basically, during the hearing yesterday where they were talking about foreign interference on social media and how that plays out with our elections, she goes on the most tyrannical, authoritarian tirade and power trip. It's pretty amazing to see. So we pulled a couple of clips from this eight-hour-long hearing for you guys. These are just little minute excerpts. I wanted to go to clip number two first, where she goes on her power trip and basically says, well, you know what, let the clip speak for itself.
Here it is.
messages and accounts from Russia. And just last week, we took down 58 pages and accounts from Myanmar, many of which were posing as news organizations. We are focused, as I know you are, on the upcoming U.S. midterms and on elections around the world. Our efforts in recent elections from Germany to Italy to Mexico to the Alabama special Senate election show us that the investments we are making are yielding results.
So there you have it. Pause that really quick. Right there, she's admitting to the fact that social media plays a major role in our elections, and she's actually talking about how in other countries, they're using their tools, algorithms, AI, shadow banning, to influence elections in other countries. But don't worry, she's doing it on behalf of Big Brother, big authoritarian government, and she'll take commands from the Democrat globalists that are in office. I mean, if that doesn't creep you out, I don't know what does, Alex.
And it's in the WikiLeaks and everywhere else that they're interfacing with the executives in real time and taking bad Hillary results out, you name it. Any populist, any nationalist, they're all being removed and being force-fed from Brazil to Germany. They're trying to stop populist candidates, trying to stop the will of the people. This is truly an authoritarian group of criminals. Let's continue.
That we cannot stop interference by ourselves. We're working with outside experts, industry, partners, and governments, including law enforcement.
Hit pause again.
To share information.
We cannot stop interference with their plan, which is getting our guns, breaking up our families, doing all this. Continue.
And prevent abuse. We're getting better at finding and stopping our opponents, from financially motivated troll farms to sophisticated military intelligence operations. We don't have access to the intelligence government have access to, so we don't always know exactly who is behind these attacks or their motives. And that's why we will continue working closely with law enforcement. Chairman Burr, I want to thank you for your leadership. Vice Chairman Warner, I want to thank you for your white paper, which has so many ideas on how we can work together to strengthen our defense.
Let's stop again. That's the white paper he put out 6 weeks ago calling for me to be banned and calling for crushing conservatives. And then Senator Wyden and Senator Murphy said that's not enough. So that's him with a white paper threatening to federalize Google, Facebook, Apple, if they don't start censoring. And then 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later to the day, today's the 6th. It was on the 6th of last month, the 6th of August, now the 6th of September, that they deplatformed our 5 million views on our own channels on YouTube, our 5 million followers on Facebook, our 16 million people subscribed on our iTunes, all of it blown away because of his paper and what he wrote. And when you've researched it, it's horrifying, as Millie Weaver was just saying, to watch them admitting it all, Millie. That's what's crazy, is to watch how they have their own corporate speak, and it's all out in the open.
Exactly. And the fact that she's talking about how they're trying to prevent foreign interference in our elections, but she's demonstrating and talking about how they, Facebook, are taking it upon themselves to then meddle in elections and give the result that our government officials in the Democrat Party or globalist movers and shakers want them to make. So she's actually admitting that by preventing foreign interference from Russians or whatever else, she's going to take it upon herself as a Facebook executive to make sure that they get the results that the globalists want. I mean, that's so scary right there. And everyone in America should be terrified that we're hearing this go down in history in hearings before Congress right now. Another thing that's really telling and terrifying is that, remember how I told you, Alex, how Facebook was planning to start implementing government-issued ID verification programs on their platforms? Well, she actually announces that, but she announces that they're going to be starting with people who have large pages and large followings, and that's what clip number one is about. It's her
exactly.
announcing
they
it.
Get financially tied into your bank account. That's the Chinese social score, or known in the Book of Revelations as the mark of the beast, because hypothetically, you can totally control populations with that. And again, Millie Weaver's on fire right now. We're going to go to your calls next segment, and the next segment after that. But this is what's happened. This is such a critical time. This is their takeover, and we know they want to ban Christians, conservatives, nationalists, free market folks. This is their evil takeover. Like Mark Zuckerberg said, thank God our users are so stupid. They're such dumb Fs. So we told you this was coming. Now it's been announced. They're fusing everything in to turn you off. You will all just submit, but they're always going to raise the bar of how you've got to submit to this system of pure evil. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
And the incentives to create it, and we're limiting the distribution it gets on Facebook. We demote articles rated by third-party fact-checkers as false.
Start over again. This is so important. Southern Poverty Law Center, $500 million offshore, works for Soros. Soros Media Matters, total criminal organization on record that admits they lie and sabotage. CNN, another criminal system, criminal news network. And again, though we use third parties, well, hell, I can go start some third party and say this lady is a, you know, child molester. Doesn't mean she's a child molester. I can say she was, you know, Mother Teresa, too, with a third party site. And that's not true either. Instead, she's just a corporate witch. But this is what we see is these cold-blooded monsters using technology against people and building this digital gulag that Matt Drudge warned of. Let's continue.
We're on fake news. We're getting rid of the economic incentives to create it. And we're limiting the distribution it gets on Facebook. We demote articles rated by third-party fact-checkers as false. We warn people who have shared them or who are about to share them, and we show them related articles to give them more facts. We've also taken strong steps.
So we warn you, we watch what you're about to do in real time with AI and real people watching, looking over your shoulder. You're really going to make that phone call? We're going to send that letter? Like authoritarian regimes read your letters? And then we financially don't let you, you know, advertise if you do that. And then we ban you. So, again, she is just admitting flagrant authoritarianism. Continue.
Then more facts. We've also taken strong steps to prevent abuse and increase transparency in advertising. Today on Facebook, you can go to any page and see all the ads that page is running, even if they wouldn't be shown to you. For political and issue ads, you can also say who paid for the ads, how much was spent, and the demographics of the people who saw them. We're also going to require people running large pages with large audiences in the United States to go through an authorization process and confirm their identity.
Boom, there you have
these
it.
Steps
that is
stop
exactly
everyone
what I told you was going to happen right after they initially banned us.
Billy, just start over. Start over there.
Okay.
Everything's good, but these clips get to me. Let's just stop for a minute. Let's start over. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is exactly what I said was going to happen when you had me on right after InfoWars and Alex Jones' YouTube and Facebook pages got pulled from my intelligence source that was saying that this is all the plan and they're going to roll out this government-issued ID verification program for social media, and they're already starting it now on Facebook, but only for pages that have large followings. That's what she's announcing here.
And by the way, I wasn't mad at you. It's just YouTube. This is it's an eight-hour clip. We can't download it and play it on the computer. Our system won't do it. So they're having to, start and stop. And it's just YouTube drives me crazy. But we're playing this, and just she makes me physically sick. Just a corporate vampire up there engaging in serious crime in front of everyone.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again...
All right, I got 20 phone calls that I want to go to, and we've got Anthony Cumia coming up to host the next hour, so let's take these calls, Millie Weaver. But watching these hearings... And watching Senator Warner and his just authoritarian evil and how these globalists that have sold the country out then project onto all of us at Trump that we're Russian agents, it's sick. And they've got Mueller 100% planning to frame me for Russia. It's like framing me for being a Loch Ness monster. But they mean business, and that's how they plan to go after thousands of Americans. They plan a whole reign of terror in America, just disappearing and arresting people once Trump's out, saying you're with the Russians when they're the globalists that hate America. Billy, we're going to calls. I want you to ride shotgun with me a little bit in the next hour. Anthony Cumia has taken over. We're going to go to Jeremiah and Tim and Todd here in a moment. But this has gotten so epic, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I just, it's all happening, and imagine if we had more people like Trump in Congress. We have so few.
Well, you know, Alex, I wonder if part of the reason the NFL ratings have dropped by 10% actually has to do with how interesting all of this political action and political hearings and debates and stuff has ramped up. I mean, the hearings between the Kavanaugh hearings and then this Twitter, social media, Facebook hearing – this stuff is just whip out the popcorn. It is so interesting to watch. And yes, some of it is infuriating to watch when you're just watching blatant liars and corrupt swamp creatures spewing their lies. But at the same time, it's also very interesting, and it's a fight for our country, really. And so the Nike stuff is really kind of overshadowed in a lot of ways by what's going on in these hearings right now.
Well, sure, and that's a 34% drop in popularity of Nike. Billions of dollars, $3.7 billion lost just in one day. And that's 10% drop just in the last few weeks from the NFL, from the 30% drop in the 2 years before. So we're almost at 40% drop. I just think people are sick of it all, Millie, but I agree. People are getting into politics, and that's so much more interesting when it's real. And it's not just two parties acting like they're opposing each other. We're in a time of major change. Okay, let's go to who's up first here. Is it Todd? Is it Tim? Is it Jeremiah? Is it Clinton? Let's go ahead and go to Jeremiah in Virginia. You're on the air, Jeremiah. Thanks for calling.
What's going on, Alex?
Crazy days, my friend.
I know. I get you. What I want to say is first is that I'm a Lyft driver, and I play your show all the time. The InfoWars app is awesome, man. I drive all the time, and people ask, what am I listening to? And I tell them, Alex Jones, you ever hear about it? And some people have, some people haven't, and I push it, Alex. I do. And that's what I'm trying to say as well, is that everybody needs to push this. Not just you, not just your crew, everybody. Everybody needs to get involved. And, you know, back when King George, we were fighting against King George, we became together as a country. We came together. And we became those Minutemen, and we got to rise up again and become those Minutemen again. And so we all have to get involved. And thanks to you and the crew, it's awesome.
Well, let me say thanks to you, brother. I mean, it's the crew and the listeners that make it all possible. And I'm not just saying that. It's the truth. But God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, just spread Infowars.com/show. It's got all the links, the free podcast, the live feeds. We're going to add a lot of new functions there. But this corrupt system is coming down on us like a hammer right now, because they know they're losing control. And if you go to D.C. and go into those meeting rooms and look at the establishment, they are pathetic little lawyer peacocks of corruption that just want to sit up there on their little pedestal. You realize how pathetic they are. God bless you. Anything else, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I wanted to say also, I mean, Mark Warner is just Senator. I'm in Virginia. He was my governor. And even then, he wasn't a great governor. And so I don't know. I didn't vote for him. I don't know how he got into the Senate, but it's just, man, what he's trying to do is come after you and come after the president. I mean, and Mueller, they have no game. They have nothing to go after the president with. Back when Clinton and Obama, think of all the things Obama and Hillary was doing, and yet they're still not in prison yet. And yet they're trying to dig and find this information on Trump, and they got nothing. They can't do anything. And when they finally, and the thing is, Alex, is that you know how they shut you down? If they try anything to shut down the president even more, because even just when they shut down his Twitter, everybody blew up. And so it's just like you said, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you ever been. And that's exactly what's going to happen to Trump. And they can't do it.
Well, that's even why Hayden and Panetta said, you can't get rid of Trump with the economy like this. We're going to don't do it. It's even more dangerous than him. But a bunch of them can't stop. That's a great point. Millie, thank you, Jeremiah. That's a great point, though, that I've been trying to make, that even smarter members of the establishment go, listen, you can't take this guy out now. What are you thinking? There's going to be an even bigger reaction to that.
All right. Wave.
All right, Millie's having a problem with her Skype. That's what was happening earlier that made me angry. We're going to go back to her in just a minute as soon as it catches back up. Let's go ahead and go to Todd in Arizona. You're on the air with Millie Weaver and Alex Jones. Thank you for calling, sir.
Hi. I think that the intelligence organizations have agents that are embedded in other parts of the government, and also that they pay money to people in industry and the media. I was hoping that Trump could start to dismantle some of that government secrecy and bring transparency by releasing or maybe declassifying and releasing the people that had desk jobs, so that no combatants or people that are in harm's way, but people that are working for these intelligence agencies in sort of secret ways. That would help level the playing field.
You've got a bunch of leftists that have been in intelligence agencies that are called stay behind networks. So they're in the government sabotaging what Trump does. And so I think what you're getting at is how do we expose them and how do we get them to stop what they're doing and emboldening all this criminal activity? That's a great point, Todd. Thank you. Millie, you were making another point. Is your Skype back? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to touch on what he just said here. And really when it comes down to draining the swamp, it's just going to be a matter of exposing who these people are, because it's a reality and a game that's played where a lot of times you don't know who the leakers are. You don't know necessarily who some of these swamp creatures are until it's too late. But it'll be a matter of exposing them and then doing whatever you can to either vote them out of office or, elect officials who can appoint people in their cabinet who are going to be legitimate. And
sure. Well,
it's
so
dirty in Washington, though.
Here's the deal. The New York Times is famous for fake sources. And so Nikki Haley, Huntsman, yeah, they're all talking trash. They're all swamp creatures. They all stab the president in the back behind his back, just like McMaster did. But this New York Times thing is all the famous talking points. You can see it's been professionally written as a talking point blueprint for the rest of fake news, just as the drip, 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 60 days out. All right, let's take another phone call here as we go to break. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Montana. You're on the air, Tim. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to say I am fully animated. President Trump's going to be landing here in Billings in just a few short hours. I'm on the phone with the tip of the spear. Life couldn't get any better. I mean, if you want tomorrow's news today, listen to you. 2 years ago about this time of year, when President Trump was campaigning, you had said, we win either way. If he gets in office and enacts his policies, we win. And if he doesn't win, he's going to expose the corruption. We've gotten double the pot. I mean, he won. He's exposing the corruption. If they move against him, there's going to be an insurrection, the likes that the world has never seen.
I love his new tweet. I didn't see this from yesterday. I'm draining the swamp, and the swamp is trying to fight back. Don't worry, we will win. It's true. I mean, it's so epic. So I tend to get negative and get down. But thanks to you, Chris, and thanks to all the listeners, and thanks to Millie and this great crew putting up with me, I think we're going to make it through it. I think you're absolutely right. And I think if you were listening this time last year, I was saying the polls are fake. Trump's going to win. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. My wife, the night of the election, she said, you know he's not going to win. I said, you know what? We'll see. I said, that's not what I hear. I said, I think he's going to win. And she said, well, I voted for him, but he's not going to win. I said, we'll see. I said, I think people are being misled. You were spot on. You know, I felt like ever since I found you several years ago with an interview with Dave Mustaine, I felt like all of a sudden I've got this brother in arms that understands the world the same way I understand it. And we're shoulder to shoulder, you know, on the line, getting ready to, you know, just take the truth to people. And, you know, I try to tell people this all the time. Social media is satanic. It isolates the human spirit under the guise of.
Even the former head of Facebook, Sean Parker, said it's designed to make you depressed and under their control. So break free. Go to your own public meetings. Go to Congress yourself. You know, go in the hearings yourself. Talk to the news cameras yourself. Do your own streams. You're leaders. You are the answer. God bless you. We'll come back. Thanks, Tim in Montana. We're going to come back with more calls. But there's a paradox he made me think of, and I had it in my mind, and it left me. But there's a real paradox here that we need to talk about.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.